Hey, back here at the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Really excited to be continuing on and talk one more bit with you before we get to Outside the Pizza Box coming up next. I have to profess, last week we had Dan Donahue all set up from also, of course, the Chocolate Caper, but Kickback Cafe, which we learned about a bunch last week, to do two segments to talk about both his businesses. And then we had a little snafu. It was mostly on my part where I missed him. We missed him for the first segment. So I said, Dan, come on back. Come on back the next week and let's talk about the Chocolate Caper and some other things. And some important stuff, Dan, that we left out last week. We got a lot to cover. How are you?
We did. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. First off, Dan, before we go any further, we talked about Kickback last week, and you guys received an award recently, too, which is pretty outstanding. Tell people about that award.
Oh, we received it was an exemplary employer award from the governor's office and the Department of Workforce Development, Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, for National Disability Employers Awareness Month. For what we do with working with disabled folks and things like that.
That's amazing. And didn't you tell me there were only 20 of those given out or something like that?
I think there were 22, yeah, in the state.
Still really impressive, Dan. That's incredible. I love what you guys are doing with that business. Again, the business that you've had longer, which is right next door on Main Street in Oregon, right, is the Chocolate Caper. And that business has a lot of incredible things with it too. I know, even though it's been established and around a while, you guys are coming out with new products. There's all kinds of goodies and treats over there. Tell people about what's happening most recently with the Caper.
Sure. We're getting ready for the holidays. So we're starting to get boxes put out for that. And all our fun seasonal lids start rotating in right now for fall and for the holidays. The big thing this year that we're actually... I don't know if it's a warning, but we do our version of a cocoa bomb is what we call a magic chocolate drinking orb. And it makes a drinking chocolate more than a hot chocolate. It's an incredibly rich drinking chocolate. I don't know how else to describe it. And those always sell out on us. Last year, they exploded, I think, everywhere. And so there's an order form going up on our website, pre-order. Come in early, just a warning, like we have not been able to keep up with those. So,
wow. Chocolatecaper.com. We're talking with Dan, one of the owners there. He owns the business, that one, and Kickback Cafe, which is at kickback.cafe. You can find out more about those great businesses right in downtown Oregon. Dan, I know one thing that you guys have, it's been really important to you to be in downtown, right? And stay there and keep that business going right there. How has that location, how has that your commitment to downtown benefited your businesses, you think?
I think it helps integrate us into the community a bit, and it helps put us sort of front and center for people who are, you know, starting to or involved in the community. You know, if you are, you're downtown. And then we get to work with a bunch of other really good businesses in Oregon. The downtown district is really growing quite a bit. And so we get to work a lot on, you know, collaborating and doing different events like that. And that always helps everyone. So.
All right, let's make people's mouths water a little more here. Dan, tell us about some of the big chocolates and hot items that are always things that sell out in the holiday season. You talked about the chocolate drink already, which sounds dangerous, but in a good way. Tell us about some of those other things that people always just kind of, it's hard to even keep up with the demand. What are they?
Praline, which is something only we make. It's an old Swiss confection. It's a mix of pure European recipe chocolate, which is about a third the sugar of American chocolate, although made in California. And then that's mixed with different natural almond butters, or not almond butters, nut butters. So almond butter, hazelnut butter, peanut butter, while it's tempering, and those sort of fuse together and create this really creamy, seems like fudge, but is not fudge, confection. So we have that usually is gone. Most things are usually gone if you're not coming in until like December 23rd, but please don't do that. We want everyone to get what they need, or place an order on the website and then you're guaranteed what you need.
I know that was one thing you said too. You guys are putting a lot of effort in to make it easy for customers to order from the website because, you know, it's a good item like chocolates and things like that are a good item that can be shipped easily where they maintain their integrity. It's a good item to ship this time of year. So you guys have that easy setup, right? So people can go right to chocolatecaper.com, place orders, find ways to do that, and you guys will ship chocolates directly to them.
Yep. Yeah. You can place orders online for shipping. We have an order form like for the holidays. If you want to come into the store and pick it up, you can still pre-order everything. But we do ship quite a bit all over the place. And it's definitely the busy time of year for shipping. So it's a great gift. We work with a lot of corporate groups and just different businesses that are sending out client gifts and different things like that. So if you need gifts for your employees or clients, we can help with that too.
I think we've talked about this before, but when you make an assorted box, they're all things that are approved by you and the ownership, right? You wouldn't put anything in there that you guys wouldn't enjoy.
That's absolutely true. Although the specific flavors that go into every box do vary based on what each person really their favorites are, because everyone tends to put their favorites in and everyone has different favorites. So that's where you get the variation in the flavors.
Dan, it's confession time. What are your favorites?
Oh, potato chip bark, and then caramels, and salted caramels. So I like sweet and salty. So caramel, I'm always addicted to, and caramel is very popular. So it seems like I'm not alone. And then we make potato chip bark, which is just a chocolatey, sweet, salty, crispy, addictive confection. It's very good.
We're talking with Dan over at the Chocolate Caper. Again, the website is chocolatecaper.com. Also owners of the great local business Kickback Cafe right next door, right on South Main Street in Oregon. Dan, I know another thing, when you started this business, you're making very high quality chocolates, right? And items that aren't necessarily inexpensive to make. But one thing you wanted to do, and you and your wife put an emphasis on, was making sure that it was still affordable for people, right? So tell us about the emphasis on that to make sure that you guys, you're still making chocolate and those type of chocolates accessible for everyone.
Yeah, I think that's just I'm trying to think how to share. Yeah, we want it to be as accessible as possible. We don't need to be tripling, you know, our costs on everything we make. And so we basically go with, you know, it's a slimmer margin. We don't do a lot of discounts because of that. We don't do a lot of coupons, but we just build that into the everyday price. So we just keep that as low as we can and try to keep it accessible to as many people as possible. So you're not going to come in and find, you'll come in and find a $5 box. You'll come in and find, if you want to, a $75 box. But for us, that's a really big box. So we really run the spectrum in terms of options for what you can get.
I thought it was just a great emphasis because you talked about before about how much less sugar is in some of the chocolates and things that you produce because it's made in a very quality way. Whereas I think you and I have mentioned this kind of in a side conversation. You know, you can go out and get a highly processed candy bar for maybe the same price, or you can get a really great piece of chocolate that has way less sugar and still tastes great and probably tastes better, but is also doesn't have all that extra sugars and all those extra processing done to it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, I will never say it's candy, so it has plenty of sugar,
right?
As a general rule. And you know, when you start mixing in things like caramel, which are made of sugar, but like the praline, for example, because we use that European recipe chocolate, and that's just a different production process for how you get the chocolate. And so we are at that such a lower percentage of sugar in the chocolate. The praline, for example, are mixes of pure nut butter, so pure protein. So again, I won't say it's healthy by any means or anything like that. But we have a lot of people that come in, you know, to grab some praline or a turtle for energy while they're running or biking or all that fun stuff. So it might be better than a lot of other candy.
Fair enough, Dan. I mean, I think, come on, let's be honest. Most people enjoy a bit of candy here and there. Chocolate is a favorite of many. And all I'm trying to get across probably in a, in a not the best or most eloquent way, is that there are good options for you to experience high quality chocolate at an affordable price right at the Chocolate Caper. So is that a good enough selling pitch right there?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going for.
I think I got it. I think I finally got there, Dan. You and your wife do so many good things in the community too with your businesses. Talk about how you balance all that. I mean, I know you got kids, you guys run into businesses. What's life like at the Donahue household?
We just don't sleep. That's become a lot of it. Right now, the cafe has only been open for 77 days, so we're not counting. But the Caper, we're very lucky. Our oldest son works there. He's able to manage production now. He's been there for 7 years. And so he gets to help us run a lot of that. The other kids, our kids that are old enough to work, work at the cafe and help us out there. And this time of year, it just is very chaotic. You know, we've got the holidays going on. We've got the new cafe. So everyone's always busy. But we managed to keep it somehow in order.
Great stuff, Dan. Best of luck to you and your wife with the Chocolate Caper Kickback Cafe and everything you guys are doing right in downtown Oregon. Go visit today. It's a beautiful day. Otherwise, head to thechocolatecaper.com or chocolatecaper.com. Dan, thanks for your time, man, and everything you guys do.
Oh, thank you.
Well, wrapping up another edition of Let's Get Local. Again, thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to Crudy and the station and Sue Peck and Evolution Financial. We'll catch you next week.